Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast, a podcast focused on normalizing everyday challenges such as mental health, addiction, grief, divorce, loss, and many more. I hope this episode inspires you to be your best self and to live your dream life one day at a time. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Faith Friday, where I share with you guys what I'm learning and experiencing in the world of faith. And today I want to talk about some times in my life where I've just had such wild spiritual experiences that I'm like so believing that God is real, that God can make a difference, that God can free you from things in your life. And so I've told some of these stories on the podcast, but I want to kind of combine basically all of the really big moments over the past few years where I feel like God has really shown up, shown out, and worked in my life so I can share those with you guys. Because whenever I was really uncertain about faith, one thing that kept me kind of intrigued or kept me kind of going along the journey was hearing other people succeed in faith. And I was like, okay, if things are getting better for those people and they're giving faith a try, like if I do the same thing, it can. So I have had a few really just kind of like life-altering spiritual moments. And one of the first times that I started to get reintroduced to faith, and to give a little backstory, I grew up in the Southern Baptist Church, did not really give religion really the time of day when I was growing up. And then I lived in addiction and in the party lifestyle for, you know, probably the past 10 years. And over the past, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, I've been refinding faith, spirituality, a connection with God, my higher power. And now that I'm really rooted in that, I can look back and say like, wow, there were so many times that God like showed up whenever I didn't even know he was going to. And so this first time is, let's say 4 or 5 years ago, I was really struggling with faith and I really just didn't think that, you know, there was a God. And I thought, you know, hey, if there is a God, he certainly hasn't done much to help me. And so I go to the gym one morning, and at the time I would go to the gym and I would run on the treadmill and I would listen to or watch the. And this particular day I come in and the Kardashians are not on. And what is on that TV is this woman named Joyce Meyer. And she's somebody who I later found out is a person who lived a really challenging life, turned kind of like televangelist. So she does a lot of TV preaching and podcasts, and she just shares about her journey with faith and what she's learned and the Bible and, you know, a lot of different things. And so in this particular episode, she is talking about this season in the Bible that a lot of people nowadays still go through called the wilderness season. And in the wilderness season, you're really just struggling. Nothing makes sense. You don't understand why God hasn't dealt you a better hand. You don't understand why things haven't been easier. And you really just feel like you were just out in the wilderness. You have no idea which direction to go. You have no idea how to get your life on track, but, you know, something is off. And during the wilderness season is where a lot of people are able to really connect with God and really like reset and just kind of like give their life over to God. So I have this like, you know, long preaching in front of me that is exactly what I wanted and needed to hear at the time. And do you want to know what I did? I left the gym and I thought, that was weird. Cannot leave the Kardashians word on today. And I attempted to go about my day. And then you guys, literally, she started popping up like in my podcasts, on like Facebook, like all these different things. And I was like, okay, I'm going to start giving her a try. So I start listening to her podcast and I actually realize she has a very challenging life story about a very challenging upbringing, and she was able to use faith really just to propel her into just a good mental headspace, into good relationships, into a good relationship with herself. And I actually stumbled upon her originally because she had a show called Enjoying Everyday Life, and at the time I was not capable of enjoying everyday life. I was very much a happiness is a destination person. I thought that happiness is in the next trip, in the next thing, in the next outfit, in the next whatever. I could never understand that if I was always looking for happiness or waiting for happiness would never be where I was. So
God just, you know, perfect timing, you know, speaks through Joyce to me of like, hey, you know, here's what you need to hear. Here's what you need to do. And, you know, it's almost like she's like reading to me this playbook of like, hey, I've been where you are. Here's what I did to get my life back on track. Here's what you can do. And I'm like, cool, cool, cool. This is great. And that was really kind of like my first connection back into kind of toying around with the idea of having a relationship with God. But at this point, I was pretty badly in addiction still. And so at this point, I was addicted to alcohol, Adderall, Xanax. And one day I am sitting at a stoplight, just waiting to go to buy drugs. And I have money in my center console that I'm about to use to go buy Adderall and Xanax. And this is no shade to anybody who takes Adderall and Xanax. There's some of you that are supposed to take it. I, however, am not one of those people. So I'm sitting at this stoplight and there's this homeless woman that is beside me and she has this sign about how she's a single mom. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I had something to do to help her. And it was almost like God like appeared and was like, give her the money in your center console. And I was like, would love to do that, Lord. However, that money is for drugs, so can't do it. So I have this battle with this newfound God in my car sitting at a stoplight over whether or not I'm going to give this homeless woman drug money. And I end up giving it to her. And so I give her this money very begrudgingly and I pull off and now I'm pissed because I'm like, great. Now I got to go find another ATM and get more cash out. Then still got to go buy drugs. At the time I was addicted to alcohol too. So I probably needed to like go to the liquor store. Like I was probably on like an errand of getting things to fuel my addiction at the time, you know? And so instead of being like, wow, that was so great, I just got to help that homeless woman, I was like, oh, the inconvenience. And I drove about 2 blocks and I have no idea what happened, but the addiction that I had to those pills went away. Like I got about 2 blocks and I was like, I don't need to buy those drugs anymore. I don't need those pills. Like, why was I about to spend all that money on all these drugs and I don't even need them? Like, that's crazy. And you guys, at this point, I'd been taking Adderall and Xanax, like mixing them like pretty much every day for like, I mean, probably years at this point, honestly. And the fact that like just one day, because I listened to what I felt God wanted me to do, he just magically took this addiction away. Like, that's the only way I can really explain it, but it was the craziest thing. And it was like such a very, just to me, it was like a tangible way of God showing like, hey, if you listen to me and you help and you do what I ask you to do, then like I'll help you in ways that you could never imagine. And in AA, there is this piece where it talks about how God does for us what we could not do for ourselves. And having like a spiritual relationship is how, you know, 99% of people are able to come out of addiction. So at this point, I, you know, I'm pretty invested in my relationship with God, but I'm still really addicted to alcohol. And I finally decide I'm going to give AA a try. And if you are new here, at this point, I have quit drinking for a couple months because I was drinking every day for a couple years and I just normalized that and justified that. And then one day I decided, oops, I got to quit this dependency. So I quit drinking and I go through like several months of like really bad withdrawals, just like being angry, like all these different things. I even tried alcohol craving pills at one point. Wouldn't recommend those. They didn't work for me. Maybe they'll work for you, but it didn't work. It actually made me pretty violently ill. But when I went to AA for the first time, I was like, okay, I'm going to fully let God just like make the decisions in my life because clearly I shouldn't be allowed to make them. And so I get to AA and I'm sitting in the parking lot and I say like this little prayer and I'm like, hey God, it's me. I think you're listening. And I am about to walk into this AA meeting and I'm so nervous and I don't want to be here. And I don't know if I'm supposed to be here, but like, if I'm supposed to be here, can you please give me a sign that like I'm doing the right thing and this is where I need to be? And you guys, I went into that meeting and that it's so funny. That meeting is actually the meeting I'm going to tonight. Like that group became my home group. This very first meeting that God led me to. And since then, my life has changed so much for the better. And so I go into this AA meeting and every single share that night, I needed to hear everything that everybody mentioned I needed to hear. I realized that I was finally in a room with people that I could understand and relate to every single one of them, even though we were all from vastly different just walks of life, backgrounds, ages, all sorts of different things. And
I really have seen God work through AA, through people helping me, through me being able to help other people, you know, all these really cool ways where I was able to, you know, finally get to a point where I said, hey, God, I know I've said I give you, you know, my life before, but I've never really meant it. But this time I mean it. I want to go all in with you. And ever since I've made that commitment, my life has just gotten so much better. And God has helped me so much with mental health, with addiction. And that doesn't mean that I never have anxious or depressed days. That doesn't mean I never think about drinking. The other day at AA, I shared that that day I was really triggered to want to have a vodka soda and a blunt simply because it was sunny out. Like, that's the reality of life in recovery or life post-addiction. However, God has given me the resources and the abilities to not go back to those habits every single time that those, you know, cravings or those feelings have come back up. And I really think a lot of times that God works through people, through resources, through giving you things that you didn't know you need. And I also really saw God work in my life whenever I was able to find a good psychiatrist and a good therapist. And so whenever I was really struggling with addiction and mental health, I started seeing a psychiatrist. And you guys, I felt like I speed dated psychiatrist for like a couple of years. Like, I tried what seems like every anxiety or depression drug under the sun. And I'm a lot to blame for that, because during that point I was living in addiction and I wasn't real with the people that I was seeing about how I was living in addiction. So they're giving me, you know, medication for anxiety or depression. I'm mixing in Adderall, Xanax, alcohol, weed, sometimes shrooms. Like, and then I'm like, how come I don't feel better? Like, you know, I did all these, you know, toxic things, made a lot of really bad decisions that led to me going through a really long process of just trying to get my mental health right and trying to not feel like I need alcohol or drugs to escape, and instead just get the things that my brain needs, like serotonin or dopamine that you can get through mental health meds, and instead just be able to have somebody that can, you know, help me through the process, who can make sure that my brain is, you know, getting everything that it needs, and also somebody who's not just going to be like, hey, here's a handful of drugs, go away now, you know, because obviously you need to do more than just take medication. You can't, but you got to do a lot of other work too. And so God has helped me be able to find, you know, a good psychiatrist, a good therapist, a good AA group, get free from addiction, you know, all of these great people and resources and things in my life that I never imagined that I would have. And God has given me all of them since I started to get my life back on track. And there have just been so many times where I'm like, oop, that was God. Thanks, God. Like, you know, all these times that I could just tell that God was really looking out for me. And so the past few months, I can really see God working in my life as well through taking care of my mental health during like a new season of a lot of uncertainty, and also like just putting my trust in my finances in God and like giving that area fully to Him. It has been really a journey just getting to the point where I eventually can, you know, give everything over to God instead of thinking like, I need to do this, or I have a better plan, or I can take care of myself better, or I can do whatever better, you know, and instead just give that to God. And it's taken a long time, but now I know for sure that God is real, that He's looking out for me. And if you are uncertain, maybe just, you know, ask for, you know, a sign, or, you know, whatever kind of aligns with your, you know, how you connect with your spirit team or whatever that looks like. But it's perfectly fine just to be like, hey, God, I don't know if you exist, but can you show me if you do? And like, I promise He'll show up and He will show out and work through other people to, you know, make sure that you know that He is real and He does want to help you and He does love you. So that's all I've got for this Faith Friday episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. I will see you back on Monday. And as always, happy healing, babes. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast. I'm your host, Madison. If you want to get tuned into more episodes, you can click the follow button in the top right-hand side of your phone screen. This will actually notify you when new episodes are published. If you love this episode, please leave a 5-star rating and review. It really helps with the show. And last but not least, if you thought of someone during this episode that you were like, I really need my mom, my bestie, my sister to hear this episode, please share with a friend. And as always, happy healing, babes.